Thank God for the anointing. Thank God for the Spirit that is moving. The Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory, bando coso. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. While my son's playing that beautiful song, it's a hymn, I just feel to pray for a gentleman. I may know him. I forget who I know. This fellow right here, may I pray for you, sir? God bless you. Did I pray for you already this week? You came to the altar. I don't remember, but did you talk to him about your equilibrium and balance?
Yeah, Bert.
Yeah. You probably told me, but I can tell you right now, the Lord's healing you completely of it. Lift your hands in Jesus' name. Now, you know there's been different people every night, hundreds of different folk. And I asked him because his face looked familiar. But to be honest, I don't always remember everything people tell me. But you can see the Lord didn't forget. You see that, son? The Lord didn't forget. Now, I'll tell you something I did. I don't know if I did tell you. You can tell me. But I saw somehow your spine, your back was twisted at one time. And what has happened, a pressure has come up through your spinal cord. And it affects you right here in this part of your neck and brain.
Just at the doctor today talking to him about this. And
he told you that.
He made an appointment to get an MRI.
What we're going to do, we're going to beat him to it. Save you a lot of money. Now there's... There's no way I could have known that. You didn't tell me that, did you?
No. Nope.
Just in case people think this is a setup. Amen. But this is how God works with me. Everybody's different. I get like a feeling. And, you know, when the Lord, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 12, there are 9 gifts of the Spirit, 3 of which reveal. And sometimes God will give me just a little bit. But the revelation gifts, they're like headlights on a car. The further you drive, the more you see. And that's what just happened here. That must make you happy.
Very.
Now, if I give you an adjustment, I'm not going to crack your neck. I'll tell you that. The Spirit will give you. But I saw it. It's like a twisting in your spine. And then over. Because the Lord shows me. This isn't just something that came on you the last month. You've had this on and off for some time. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. Did you tell me that the other night? I didn't think so. Amen. But I like to check it myself. Everybody lift your hands. That means the anointing is here to heal you, to help you. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, Lord, you showed us where the cause is. I ask you now to touch his back, spinal cord, right up into the back here, coming into his brain. Open it up. Let the blood flow be normal. Let there be no problems in this spinal cord or the feeding of the blood to the brain. Jesus' name, from this night forward, I say, I confess over you, no more vertigo. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Then sings my soul, where my Savior God to thee. Sing it, son. How great thou art. Oh, hallelujah. How great thou art. Then sings my soul, will my Savior God to thee. How great. Thank you, Lord. How great thou art. If Father, we thank you. Glory for what you're doing for the people. What was that lady's name? You were just telling me. Chantel? Chanel. Like Chanel number 27 or whatever numbers is on that bottle. Who's Chanel? All right, I'm coming to get you. Where you at? I'm over here, dear lady. Amen. Come here. Hallelujah. This is beautiful. How many like to hear a testimony of somebody that received something last night, and today, as I, and correct me if I'm wrong, today it manifested and you got blessed. It's her story. How many know this lady? How many don't? How many would like to? All right. Pronounce your name for me.
Chanel.
Chanel. So I did get that. Takes me a while. Isn't there? I thought there was like some kind of perfume. Were you really? I didn't know. Hallelujah. See, I remember years ago. They still sell that? Oh. Now you can tell I'm up to date on all your perfumes. I'll tell you a funny story. One Christmas, my wife and I went to buy my grandmother, or was it mom? My grandmother, a perfume she liked. And it was called Poison. Do you ever, how many remember that? So I'm waiting in line. Bonnie's checking out. I say, honey, I got my grandmother the Poison. I'll be right. Everybody in the club turn around and look. He got his grandmother the Poison. That's beautiful. Chanel, last night I preached. How many were here last night? Or even better, how many of you were not here? Last night, in the beginning of this year, when I was in Texas, God gave me a vision. And he told me, part of what he told me, he said, I'm going to undo the plans of evil men who are trying to reset the economy and attack people's finances. Now, I saw it and heard it. Well, last night I took Bible verses to help us to understand how God does that. And Sunday night, I didn't feel to receive an offering. Monday night, I didn't feel to receive an offering. But last night, the Lord said, tell the people if they'll give an offering of faith. And I even asked the Lord, what's an offering of faith? And I heard in my spirit, it's when you give me something that in the natural, you can't afford to give. Because if you just give what you know you can, there's no faith in it, you know you can do it. Faith is when you give. Like my wife was saying, when we were at Brother Sumrall's, it took us almost 8 months to save $400 with babies coming. And the Lord put his finger on that night. He said, give it to Brother Sumrall. Remember, I stayed up all night praying in the hallway where we were at. And I gave it to him like the Lord told me. Up until then, I never had more than $10,000 come in a year. But in one meeting after that, $4,000 came in. An offering of faith multiplies your money. And I think Sister Chanel is going to tell you that. So you were here last night when I taught that.
Yes, sir.
And did you give an offering of faith?
I did.
And I'm not asking you how much, but it was an offering of faith for you.
It was. I wanted to give a certain amount, and I didn't come prepared. So I said, Lord, what should I give? And he said, empty your purse.
God told you to empty your purse.
And I just.
Everything.
Yep. I just gave what I had.
And then today, this is her testimony. Tell them what happened.
I got an email, so I clocked out of work at 5:45. I got an email at 6 o'clock when I was getting ready to come to service saying, from my CEO, saying that I was getting a bonus tomorrow.
A bonus?
Yes.
Now, I'm curious. I'm not asking you how much, but is the bonus more than what you gave last night?
It's three paychecks.
Three paychecks. More than even what you gave last night?
Yes.
And they're giving that as a bonus?
Yes.
They got any more jobs over there?
Yeah, we are.
Now that must have really made you stop and think.
I shouted in the kitchen.
You shouted in the kitchen?
I did.
I wish I knew a shouting in the kitchen song. I'd sing it right now.
Yeah.
But that's at least, what, 10, 15 times more than what you give, would you say?
Yeah, it was. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And God did that.
He did that.
Didn't even take 24 hours. Because we're back right now, and I didn't receive that last night till almost 9 o'clock.
Right. It was shorter than 20.
In less than 24 hours, God multiplied your offering of faith.
Yes. Yes. And I didn't give much. I felt bad.
Well, you got enough to get tripled.
Yeah. I guess it was enough.
You know, little is much when you obey God.
Amen. I receive that.
Because you know why I like an offering of faith, and I'll tell you why. That way you're not telling people how much to give. It's God's Spirit telling you. See what I mean? And that way he customizes it for you.
Yes, yes.
I'll tell you something else that I think is wonderful. When God gives you an amount, he knows what you need on down the road. And so if you obey what he tells you now, when it's multiplied, it'll be more than enough for what's due on down the road. Everybody say, I'm going to believe God. So when I was coming in tonight, someone told me about that. I mean, I knew you were here, but I didn't know your name.
I wasn't going to share, but then the Lord told me to share.
You weren't going to share, so you're going to bring us all part of your bonus.
If the Lord tell me.
Oh, I see. My idea of sharing is different than her idea. But see, here's how you keep your miracle and keep it going. The Bible says they overcame him, that's the devil, by the blood of the Lamb and by
the word of the testimony.
The word of their testimony. Whether you knew it or not, you had to share.
I did.
I think she just means she's a little shy. But how many, you're glad for her. Amen. Thanks. That was good. Amen. Come on, clap your hands and praise him. Hallelujah. Well, I got just what I wanted.
I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted from the Lord. Well, I got just what I wanted. Just what I wanted. I got what I wanted from the Lord. Oh, my God has blessed me, and I shout in the kitchen. Shout in the kitchen. Shout in the kitchen. Oh,
and I'll shout
out in the kitchen. I won't wait until I get to church. Oh, my God has blessed me. I'm gonna shout in the kitchen.
Shout in the kitchen.
Shout in the kitchen. Oh, my God has blessed me. I'm gonna shout in the kitchen. And I won't wait until I get to church. I know that my God has blessed me. I'm gonna shout in the kitchen. Shout in the kitchen. Shout in the kitchen. Oh, my God bless me. I'm gonna shout in the kitchen. I won't wait till I get to church. Clap those hands in. Yeah, my God has blessed me. And I'll shout in. Oh, I won't wait till I get to church.
Well, my God,
my God has blessed me.
And I'll
shout in the kitchen. Shout in the kitchen. Shout in the kitchen. Oh, my God has blessed me.
And I'll shout.
Shout in the kitchen. I won't wait till I get to church.
Come on, clap your hands. Go ahead. Praise him on the drum.
Shout in the kitchen. Shout in the kitchen. Oh, my God has blessed me. And I'll shout in the kitchen. I won't wait till I get to church. Triple my paycheck. I'm gonna shout in the kitchen. Shout in the kitchen. Shout in the kitchen.
Hey!
Triple my paycheck. And I'll shout in the kitchen. No, I won't wait till I get to church.
And now we have a shout in the kitchen song. Co-lyrics, Chanel and my son. That, I tell you, you can feel the gift of faith come in. How many sensed it? Suddenly, joy, faith. When God does something, he'll share it with everybody. Do you believe it? God tripled my paycheck, so I'm going to shout in the kitchen. Someone said, well, it worked for her, but I don't know if it'll work for me. Well, if you want what she got, you got to do what she did. Did you hear me? If you want what she got, then you got to do what she did. She emptied out and God filled it back up. But I told you, the Spirit of the Lord told me this at the beginning of the year. By the end of this year, God is turning everything around. Breakthrough. Everybody say breakthrough. Turn around. Say breakthrough. Turn around. If that's your desire, lift your hand to heaven. Hallelujah. Just begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Breakthrough, Lord. Turn around. Mando rianda kasabondo dinda ginda ha. Bora mandora bambandora ha. Bashika bando didi. Mandora bambambambambambando. Mandora mandora kianda ha. Poto toto do 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 lananda da kia. Shila bambambambambambandora ha. Mandora bambandora bambandoko. Ashala bambambambando rianda da bosia. Mando koto pori bando kananda danda mandora ha. Ora mandora bahanda rada bokora. Ora mandara rada bahanda ha. Ora mandara rada bahayando ha. Oh, hallelujah. Well, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Asha papa. Well, my God is real. He's real in my soul. My God is real, for he has washed and made me whole. His love for me, it's like pure gold. Well, my God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. Well, my God is real. He's real in my soul. Well, my God is real, for he's washed and made me whole. His love for me, it's like pure gold. Well, my God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. Well, my God is real. He's real in my soul. Well, my God is real, for he's washed and made me whole. His love for me, it's like pure gold. Well, my God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. One more time. Well, my God is real. He's real in my soul. Well, my God is real, for he is washed and made me whole. His love for me is like pure gold. Well, my God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. Oh, my God is real, for I can feel Him deep down in my soul. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Brother David, stand please, brother. The power of God's on you. Come up around here. Hallelujah. Oh, come here, Brother David. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Lord. I know you love the Lord. I'm not saying you're deaf, but you're starting to have trouble with your hearing, the Lord showed me. Is that right? Oh, Lord. Brother David has served you, been faithful. He shall not need hearing aids. Recreate these eardrums right now. Give him new ones. New auditory nerves. And I command these ears to open perfectly. In the name of Jesus Christ. Open for Christ's glory. Open in Jesus' name. Clear. Clear.
Yes.
That should
yes.
sound better.
Yes. Yes.
Something happened?
Something happened.
What happened?
There was a pop.
Right? A pop right there?
Yep.
I see one ear was worse than the other.
Yes.
Is that right?
That is it.
Woo! I command you not to lose it in Jesus' name. Oh, my God is real. He's real in my soul. Well, my God is real, for He is washed and made me whole. His love for me, it's like pure gold. Well, my God is real, for I can feel. Come on, lift your hands. That's the power of God moving already. Well, my God is real. He's real in my soul. My God is real, for He is washed and made me whole. His love for me, oh, is like pure gold. Well, our God is real, for I can feel Him deep down in my soul. Glory. 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 Hallelujah. Lift your hands. That's the anointing coming in here. I tell you, there's miracles in the anointing. There's victory in the anointing. Healings in the anointing. Encouragements in the anointing. The blessing is in the anointing. The anointing is God's ability, His capacity, His force to touch you right now. How many come? You need a touch from God. Lift your hand. I know it's Wednesday. Some people may want to call this the midweek booster. Call it what you want. He'll do this every day. He's a God that works 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year. He never changes. Ora bando ramando kora bashianda potondo ramazingi didihi. Come on, just pray in the Holy Ghost. Sapadinda barondo mandorombando kora bando ramande lihi. Hara mando raba zingara bahando ramanda ha. Ora baba 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 bahando kora manda do rende dehi. Shila bando rama mama mama mando raba ha. Ora mama mama mando raba ha. Sora bando koto da ha. Glory, glory, glory. Power of God's on you. Stand, little lady. Glory to God. You can come out here if you can. Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands and pray in the Holy Ghost. Now, over the years, I remember you, so I know you go here. Hallelujah. The Bible says when Jesus comes, He lays the axe to the root. In other words, anything that becomes rooted, that is growing, that doesn't belong, Jesus puts the axe to it and knocks it out. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Lift your hands. The anointing's on you. The Lord is putting his powerful word. His powerful word, sharper than a two-edged sword. I believe it's that axe. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Now, you're not that old, but the devil is trying to attack you a little bit in your thinking and your mind. And I tell you, it breaks tonight. Things will come back to you more speedily in your remembrance. You'll have a sharpness that you will know God did it. Hallelujah. The Lord is touching your eyes. And I tell you, there's an anointing that's making you whole from the top of your head right down to the bottom of your feet. I command the beginning of pressure that's building up in the eyes to go. There shall be no cataract, nor glaucoma either. That's the pressure. I pull that string of infirmity out in Christ's name. In Jesus' name. Touch the little woman, Lord. Don't pass her by. Hallelujah. Beninga, Baroto. Shata Mandeko Popo Rabaha. Zondo Rabaha. And in one of your legs, the Spirit of God is touching it. Strength. Heal her perfectly for the glory of God. Wonderful Jesus. Hallelujah. You know I like you. Hallelujah. We love you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Lift your heart to the Lord. I never know how the Lord's going to use me. I just try to yield to the Spirit. Someone say, yield to the Spirit. Are you glad you came this week? The Lord really did have a word for you, didn't he? After the service, my wife and I saw them at a restaurant. Chili's was there. They fed them through us out. Amen. True story, isn't it? Amen. God bless you, son. I think I'm doing wonderful. Have you been in the meetings or is this your first night? First night. This is your mom. This is your sister. Well, you must have known if I prayed for them, I was going to get to you eventually. She's already been telling you. Stand, sir. Amen. I'll step out here so I get a little room to work. Hallelujah. Can I ask you your name?
Timothy.
I knew it was Tim before you said it. You know why? My brother's Timothy. And when I saw you, for some reason, I think, why am I thinking about my brother Tim? Amen. Timothy, the hand of God's on you. I'm going to encourage you tonight. First of all, God has a plan for your life. I feel like God's given you a new role model, is the word I want to use, or words. It's like you got a new way that God's preparing for you. And he needs you. You're needed by the Lord. Many people you influence, people you come in contact with. I'm going to pray for you tonight. And when I do, there's a small condition in your body. I'm not going to say it over the mic, but just God's touching you. And be made whole. Your blood will be healed. Strength will flow into it. That affects the organs of your body, see. Lift your hands. Lord, I thank you for Timothy. I lay my hands on him in Jesus' name. Touch his blood. Let all the numbers go to normal. Every number. Glory. Then let the organs of his body receive a supernatural touch. Supernatural touch. Because you're getting ready. You're fixing to use him everywhere. You're going to use this young man everywhere. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. And I thank you for the life of Timothy tonight. Jesus' name, Jesus' name, Jesus' name. And in the strength in your hands, there's going to be a new strength. It's like I see you unscrewing a jar or something.
This hand, that's good, I could use it.
But you didn't tell me your hand needed it.
Sir.
But I saw you unscrewing a jar. Let's see, so it would be the right side, wouldn't it? The right side's the right side.
Absolutely.
Put your hand in mine. And now, Lord, what I just saw in that vision, let his hand be healed. sometimes they talk about stuff like, you hear people talk about, like they say fibromyalgia, and they talk about different things like that. Or they'll talk about a weakening or deterioration in the muscles of the hands or the legs. They have a name for it. I don't know what it is, but I've heard people, when they come for prayer, I reverse every bit of that in Timothy's hand. Like I told you, it's like headlights on a car. The further you go, the more you see. Everybody lift your hand. Onambokoto, heal him, Lord. The blood will provide strength in the circulation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And sometimes your hands get like sweaty or something like perspiration on them. Huh?
Often.
And now the circulation is whole. The hand receives strength. The muscles shall be healed. And Timothy is leaving here with a touch from heaven. And everybody, you believe it, lift your hand and thank the Lord with it. Amen. Oh, yes, Lord. Well, my God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. One more time. Well, my God is real. He's real in my soul. Well, my God is real, for he has washed and made me whole. Well, his love for me is like pure gold. Well, my God is real, for I can feel him deep down in my soul. Well, my God is real. How do you believe it right now? He's real in my soul. Help me sing it. Well, my God is real, for he has washed and made me whole. His love for me, thank you, Lord, it's like pure gold. Well, my God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. I'm going to pray for this nice man. I don't think I know him. He may know me. I don't know him. Is this your first night in these meetings? Welcome. Glad you're here. The Lord is going to touch you in your body. He's going to strengthen you. One of the areas he's touching is your liver. There's going to be strength come into your body. I rebuke the beginning of a weakness that's trying to pull you down in Jesus' name. For you're a good man, and the Lord's going to use you. Is this your husband, man? Have you been here before? So you're both brand new. Amen. Well, what we do, we just sing songs, gospel songs, and then pray for people. Sometimes I'll preach, sometimes I don't. I just try to let the Lord lead me to people. Amen. While I'm at it, hold your glasses in your hand. I won't mess them up. I command the beginning of cataract in one of your eyes to be healed in Jesus' name. You may have already had one removed. I don't know, but I know the Lord's healing you, in particular your right eye. Is getting a supernatural touch. Amen. And that blurring thing that comes to you, even with glasses, we ask the Lord to heal you of that condition. Is that all right with you, ma'am?
That's wonderful. I just rebuke the macular degeneration.
What do they call it?
Macular degeneration.
I've heard of that before. Lift your hands. Must be your night. You don't mind if I pray for her first. In the name of Jesus. This condition, you heard what she said, Lord. I'm no doctor, but I knew you were touching her eyes to heal her. In the name of Christ, no degeneration, but Lord, put regeneration in her eyes. Make them better, 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 and better. Do you have any hearing aids in? Stand up. One of your ears needs healed. I'm going to pray for everything while I'm here. you and I may never meet again. Lord, recreate both eardrums and auditory nerves where she had infection in her ears some time back. Heal it. Hardness of hearing in Christ's wonderful name. Come out of that ear. Open for the glory of God. Let my voice be. Praying for this nice man. That's your husband. Amen. Lord, thank you. What's your name, sir?
Joseph.
In the name of Jesus, Joseph shall receive more than a coat of many colors. Amen. He shall receive complete strength and health. I pray for your lungs and heart while you're standing in the presence of the Lord. Lord, recreate both of the lungs. Touch his heart. Glory to God. Let him breathe perfectly and normally for the glory of God. I rebuke the effect. I don't know. I've prayed for people for 47 years. It's almost like when I've prayed, I've seen people that have used nicotine, things like that, messes their lungs up, because they didn't tell us years ago that it was bad for you until finally the Surgeon General started telling them. But one of your lungs has been affected that way. I curse the beginning of problems in your lungs. Heal him. Let this be the best winter he's ever had in Jesus' name. Let the power of God go into his heart. Give it just one gentle squeeze from heaven. Hallelujah. Heal Joseph now, Lord, by the power of God. Hold on to me. Don't fall. Glory. That's it. It's right. Hold on to my hand. Glory. Upon the kingdom. Oh, yes. He received. He had a quick receiving. Did you feel it go into you?
Yeah.
That's called the anointing, the healing anointing. Comes from heaven. Joseph, have a wonderful winter. If you don't know Christ, get in there till you know him personally. Amen. Oh, made me whole. His love for me. Well, like your gold. Well, my God is real. For I feel him deep down, way down in my soul. I'm going to pray for this young man. Stand, sir. Amen. Power of God's on you. And then come over here. It's all right. Nobody's going to throw you out. Glory to God. You ready for the Lord to touch you?
Yes.
Years ago, you did some things that affected your body today. And it's like, oh, man. I need God to give me new strength and help me. God's touching your muscles and your nerves in your body. Also, in your mind, sometimes you sense some kind of a feeling in your head, and you have to stop for a minute. It's like you almost got to shake it off. Not discouragement, not depression, just it's like all of a sudden you run up against something. I command that heavy burden to go off of you now. I can see this much in the spirit. The devil attacked you through relationship. There's people that have spoken against you. But the Lord touch you in your mind. Take that away. Take it away, Lord. Mondo, mondo, popo. Let him receive a supernatural touch. Let his nerves, his tissue, oh, his whole body receive a supernatural touch. Jesus, Jesus, touch the man by your power. He's crying, but those are tears of joy. How many believe he's happy? God's happening. Oh, come on, lift your hands and praise the Lord. Well, my God is real. He's real in my soul. Oh, my God is real. For his war. And made me whole. I'm really glad he does. His love for me. Well, it's like pure gold. My God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. Are you two friends? Beautiful. Have you been in the meetings? All three of you. Amen. Tonight, God's going to touch you. Lift your hands. Hallelujah. I don't know. Just just a minute, bring that down a minute, son. I don't know who Elizabeth is or Liz. Does anybody know, anybody here, your name's Elizabeth? Where? That was your name. Okay. I walked over here and I heard the Lord say, I'm healing Elizabeth. And you're the one I just pray for. Your name's Elizabeth. Amen. Now back to you. Again, it's the Spirit. Psh, glory. I said, glory. Glory. Ma'am, in one of your ribs and in your back, back in the spine, infirmity is trying to thin your bones. And the Lord tonight is going to put substance from the Spirit into those bones. And sometimes when you turn that catch, like you feel, right?
Yeah.
You're going to get new bones. There's a bone healing anointing. Everybody lift your hand and say, touch me, Lord Jesus. Touch me one more time. Touch me, Lord Jesus. Touch me one more time, from the top of my head to the bottom of my soul. Touch me, Lord Jesus. Touch me one more time. Oh, touch me, Lord Jesus. Touch me one more time. Touch me, Lord Jesus. Touch me one more time. From the top of my head to the bottom of my soul. Touch me, Lord Jesus. Touch me one more time. And so that catch that sometimes can be like a little painful, I command the bone healing anointing to fill your ribs in to the right, whatever, thickness. Your back, down into your spine, heal, even in the base of your neck here. Power of God, touch the bones, heal the woman, touch her now, heal the woman, glory. While I'm on the road, might as well pray for all three of you girls. Stand, hallelujah. Come on, we'll give you room. We don't believe in shutting people up. Come on, little sister. Touch me, Lord Jesus. Touch me one more time. Oh, touch me, Lord Jesus. Touch me one more time. From the top of my head, oh, to the bottom of my soul. Touch me, Lord Jesus. Touch me one more time. Touch me, Lord Jesus. Touch me one more time. Oh, touch me, Lord Jesus. Touch me one more time. From the top of my head to the bottom of my soul. Touch me, Lord Jesus. Touch me one more time. Well, touch me, Lord Jesus. Touch me one more time. Oh, touch me, Lord Jesus. Touch me one more time. From the top of my head to the bottom of my soul. Well, touch me, Lord Jesus. Touch me one more time. Sister, I speak strength into both of your ankles. And the beginning of a bone spur in the bottom of one of your feet, that when you step, sometimes it's a sore place too, or a sharp pain.
Yes.
Isn't that right? You didn't tell any of the ushers this? I notice the more God's moving tonight, we're gathering ushers by the millions. Amen. They must think you're going to tear the place up, sister. But I command the bone healing anointing. See, it hit that row right then. I command that bone healing anointing to touch your ankles, both of them, even where you turned an ankle sometime back. Isn't that right?
Yes, I did.
And you feel it never healed back upright.
That's right.
Are you listening? Someone say, touch me, Lord Jesus. Touch me one more time. Well, touch me, Lord Jesus. Well, touch me one more time. the top of my head to the bottom of my soul. Well, touch me, Lord Jesus. Touch me one more time. I speak healing to both of your ankles. I command the bone spur to begin to disintegrate, especially on the left side. Isn't that right? This side here. There comes from heaven the healing anointing. Receive it. Just receive it. Say, Father, I receive it. It'll go right in you. Right into her legs and feet. Korabanda, Baronto, hold my hand. You won't fall. Like I said, we got 15 ushers running. Hallelujah. You believe it?
Yes.
Then take that too. Come, little lady. You glad you came?
Am I yet?
Isn't this exciting?
It is.
And notice we haven't thrown anybody on the floor.
Not me.
I'm not sure about him, but I'm holding the people up. You ready for the Lord to move? Hold your glasses in your hands so I don't mess them up. Elizabeth, lift your hands. The anointing's on you twice. I see it coming again. Boronto, Kashinda, Mandando, Raboso. You and your husband are going to get fully blessed. Listen, I want you to get in this church and learn a little bit more. Learn a little bit more. Remember where God heals you. Someone said, but I go somewhere else. Well, you didn't get it there, but you got it here. Remember where God heals you. Amen. People don't understand that. I've been doing this 47 years. I try to help people understand, but wherever God's moving, get yourself there, and you'll never miss any move of the Spirit. Amen. One, this has to do with property, real estate that belongs to you. God's working on your behalf. This goes back even into your family. There's things that belong to you that you don't have right now. And so God's going to restore to you things from years ago. Get ready to receive them. Get ready to receive them. Hallelujah. You see, sometimes people forget that God keeps the books. And even though this has to do with your parents and difficulties, it's coming back into your hands in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I told you to take your glasses off. Your eyes need healing, not just from poor vision, but there's a deterioration in one of your eyes, and I'm going to take authority over it, and the Lord is going to touch you so you won't have to keep getting new prescriptions. Your eyes shall get better and better and better. Hallelujah. Ota Bazunko, I lay hands on her in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And then in your esophagus, power of God's touching you in Christ's name. I command no hiatal hernia to break forth in your esophagus, and that you have perfect digestion in Jesus' name. I lay my hands on you a second time. I release that anointing. Who feels like you're dealing with some kind of a hiatal hernia in your esophagus? Get on your feet. The anointing's here for it. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Someone say, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, one of you that are standing, when you go to eat, it just keeps coming back up. You can't fully, it's you. You. All right, lift your hands. You were in the hospital Thursday night. Congratulations. Amen. Lift your hands. You're in God's hospital now. Oh! In Jesus' name, I command that to be healed and never bother again. Someone say, yes, Lord. Step out here, sister. This is a pastor's wife, Pastor Joe, his wife. Lift your hands. I command healing. Jesus' name. This night forward, get better. Come here, brother. Come here, sister. Come here, sister. There's three more. Have you been checked for this, sir? Have you taken anything forward? Or I don't even know if you can. Come up here. Come on, ladies. These are two nice people. Have you been to a doctor about it? You? You? All three of you lift your hands. There's an anointing to heal these hiatal conditions in the esophagus. I like your shirt. Fear not. Therefore, fear not. The Lord heals you. Be healed. What that medication didn't do, heal her. You've kept her over the years. And now finish the work. Someone say, Lord, finish the work. Well, touch me, Lord Jesus. Touch me one more time. Well, touch me, Lord Jesus. Touch me one more time. From the top of my head to the soles of my feet. Well, touch me, Lord Jesus. Touch me one more time. Well, touch me, Lord Jesus. Touch me one more time. Oh, touch me, Lord Jesus. Touch me one more time. From the top of my head to the soles of my feet. Well, touch me, Lord Jesus. Touch me one more time. The Spirit of the Lord is on you two gentlemen. Both of you come over here if you don't mind. Touch me, Lord Jesus. Touch me one more time. Oh, touch me, Lord Jesus. Touch me one more time. From the top of my head to the soles of my feet. Touch me, Lord Jesus. Touch me one more time. Are you guys related? Brothers? Brothers. Wonderful. Your name? Gabriel and Michael, bring me a trumpet. Do you play a trumpet? Do you? Wow. Whoever named you, they should have gave you a trumpet when you were born. Ladies and gentlemen, meet Gabriel. Meet Michael. Now, if they disappeared right in our midst, then we really would wonder. Has God sent his angels? Amen. I knew in my spirit you were somehow related. Lift your hands, both of you. The power of God's on you. The power of God's on you. Glory. Glory. All right. This has to do with the idea God gave you. Look at me a minute. For business and a plan to do some things. You understand what I'm saying? And you've had thoughts about maybe I could do this or that. But you actually put together a little bit of a work plan to get that or to see it come to pass. And God's going to do it. You believe it? Hallelujah. God's going to give you a gift in coding. And I think that has to do with computers, but I heard the word coding. And you're going to begin to put things together, and it'll bring you a blessing. Are you listening? Amen. Because you got a similar skill. Glory to God. When I lay hands on you, the Lord's going to touch you. Your intestines, your digestion needs to be healed. And the Lord's going to do it. You believe that with me? And from time to time, that burning, discomfort, even nausea that you deal with. See what I mean? Don't worry about anything. Actually, that's where our spirit is here. Ho! Kasama bondo raha. Receive both these things from the Lord. You ready to receive? Now, see, if I looked at you, I wouldn't say this, but this is what I hear the Lord say. He had given you years ago a sports anointing where you could have done things, but you chose not to. But you knew you could.
Yeah.
But you went a different direction.
Yes, I did.
But from time to time, you act up, you go out and goof off a little bit and try to work out and play a little game here or there.
Yes.
And as a result, you've torn a muscle in your body that hasn't healed perfectly yet. You understand what I'm saying? And sometimes if you're really pressing, you feel it. And you say, oh, I'm just going to go a little easier. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Tonight the Lord says, forget the easy. He's just going to heal the muscle you tore sometime back. You're going to get stronger and stronger and stronger. Now everybody sees both of you have glasses on. But what that doesn't reveal in your case, you have one eye that's still giving you difficulty, even with glasses. Isn't that right?
Yes.
So if you'll hold your glasses in your hand, I won't mess them up. But Jesus touches eyes. How many believe he heals eyes? He heals the optic nerves. He heals corneas, pupils. He heals the whole eye. Amen. Amen. The muscle in that one eye is weak, so it'll turn on you a little bit. So sometimes the lens they put, it's not that it's that strong, it's to keep the eye from turning and strengthening the muscle. I don't know if they told you that, but I know that in the spirit. Amen. No astigmatism shall remain in your eye when we pray. You believe that with me? Because God's got his hand on you. Amen. I lay my hands on you now to be healed by the revelation of these gifts, Lord. And then the muscle to be healed in his body. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Jesus. I don't know if it's you or you, but I see the need of a car. Are you believing for a vehicle? You are. I see the car in the spirit. I just didn't know which one. You ready to receive it? In the vision, I actually saw both of you in the vision. That's why I didn't know which one. But you're walking and checking different cars out. You like cars that I would call sporty looking. Because the car I see in the vision is like kind of like black, but it's got a rake to it like that. With nice wheels. Better than the ones I got. You got greater faith in me, apparently. I command those to come to you. Oh, one more thing. Sometime back, the devil tried to put an infection in your mouth, in your gums. Are you aware of that? And you just had to deal with your teeth and gums. The Lord's healing it right now. That's the bonus. The car to me would be the bonus, but I heard the Lord say, it's the teeth that are going to receive. Amen. And so sometimes this buzzing or whatever you hear in your ear, right?
Right.
That's from infection, not losing hearing. I curse the infection in his gums and teeth. Glory. Let that dullness of hearing brought on by the infection come out.
Christ's name. Go! In Jesus' name. Clear as a bell. Make this ear come clear right now.
Your ear should actually be clearing up.
Yeah.
Can you tell the difference?
As I'm talking.
Yes, I can.
You can. Well, receive it. And here's the keys to the car. Hallelujah. Oh, touch me, Lord Jesus. Touch me one more time. Oh, touch me, Lord Jesus. Touch me one more time. From the top of my head to the soles of my feet. Well, touch me, Lord Jesus. Touch me one more time. There was an evangelist in the Church of God in Christ. They used to call him Mr. Clean. He'd sing this song. A couple others, two of them I know. Amen. My wife and son, I know they always think I make it up. I just have a good memory. Hallelujah. Well, touch me, Lord Jesus. Touch me one more time. Well, touch me, Lord Jesus. Touch me one more time. From the top of my head to the soles of my feet. Well, touch me, Lord Jesus. Touch me one more time. Are these your parents? I didn't. You know, I honestly didn't know till just now. I don't know where I've been. Hallelujah. That's the truth. Your grandson has a mighty anointing. And I rejoice with all of you. Praise God. Praise God. Come here, Brother Matthew.
Whoa, glory.
The Lord said, tell you these words. You shall live long upon the earth. You shall live long upon the earth. Be not afraid nor dismayed. For I have touched your body even this week. and put in you a supernatural longevity, declares the Lord. Use him for your glory, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, touch Matthew Jesus. Touch him one more time. Well, touch us, Lord Jesus. We'll touch us one more time. From the top of my head to the soles of my feet. Touch me, Lord Jesus. Touch me one more time. I want to give you one verse of scripture before we anoint you with oil tonight, before you go. If you have your Bible, I want you to turn with me to Genesis chapter 7. Is that your purse? Genesis chapter 7. You can keep playing that, son. Amen. Oh, he got raptured. Oh, no, there he is. Hallelujah. I looked at the wrong keyboard and thought, there he went. Glory. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Genesis chapter 7. It'll help if I get my Bible. I was reading this today. Everybody say, this generation. Say it again, this generation. One more time, this generation. First, I'll tell you what, let me do it in the order God gave it to me today. Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. Hallelujah. Verse 28. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Now notice these words, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. Now Genesis 7. Genesis chapter 7. And the Lord said to Noah, come, thou and all thy house into the ark, for you have seen righteous. You are righteous before me in this generation. Everybody say, in this generation. Did God say that? He did, didn't he? And then in that same chapter, the Bible tells us the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. Genesis 9, God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, here it is again, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. There's an anointing that God put on Adam to be fruitful, to multiply and replenish the earth. But the devil hated the men that were being born, for it was the image of God he himself had wanted. And so corruption and evil filled the antediluvian civilization pre-flood. My wife said, do people today, she said, what did you say? Antediluvian. Do people know what that is? I'm explaining right now. Antediluvian, before the flood. Evil, corruption filled the earth. Only Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. One man, one woman can change your generation. How do you know you're not the one God's going to use to change your generation? Raise your hand. Say, Lord, use me. Say, Lord, use me. And in this last moment that I'm with you, I want to leave these words in your spirit. You are anointed to change your generation. And no matter how much evil, no matter how much corruption, no matter how far civilization went away from God, one man got the promise. And the Bible says, God said, amongst this generation, you're righteous in my eyes. We don't live by how everybody else is living. God said, how are you living before me? God puts his scales of justice under every feet of every person in here. God knows the heart. Man looks on the outward. God looks on the heart. I believe tonight, and I pray this way today, God, put your scales of justice under every one of our feet, that we might be found righteous in this closing hour of unclean spirits, of evil things that are taking place. Let us be good people. Let us be clean people. Let us be righteous in your eyes. Now notice, the promise to Adam was repeated to Noah. Multiply, be fruitful, replenish the earth. Same thing Adam had. But Adam and the generation that followed him did not do what God said. But God, through Noah, gave us one more opportunity. Can you say amen? Same promise. Genesis 1, Genesis 9. Be fruitful, multiply. Your generation. The word generation is a word, genus, and it means stock, breeding, or multiplication. Stock, breeding, multiplication. In the scripture, that's what that word generation means. You are created to multiply. You are created to have dominion. You're created by God to literally have stock. By that, it means just like cattle become a blessing to a farmer or a rancher, they become the stock. God's saying, by multiplying power, if you'll open your heart to my spirit, everything about you is going to multiply. No matter where we are in these last days, the spirit of the power of God is still at work. Noah reinstituted it because one man can change the world. And if one man can change the world, then you can change your world by yourself as well. You're not by yourself. You're not alone. You're not isolated. You're not separated. But God has included you in this last day move, and you have the spirit of multiplication on you. It's going to get better and better and better for the child of God. Can you shout hallelujah? The devil's in trouble, but we're on our way out of here with victory and with joy. Can you shout amen? Hallelujah. Hold one finger up and say, one person can change a generation. Just one. I was reading today about a baseball player. He played for, back then it was called the Chicago White Stockings. Now they call them the Chicago White Sox. He was the fastest man in baseball. Nobody was faster. They brought an Olympic runner who was the fastest man on the earth and ran in a baseball stadium to draw a crowd, this baseball player against this Olympian. And he beat him by 10 feet. His name was Billy Sunday, considered the fastest ball player in the league. They sent him to Pittsburgh, later to the Phillies. And nobody could stop him. He had stolen bases in those days, over 231 stolen bases in an 8-year career. Fast. One day, he and his buddies from the White Sox are walking along a street in Chicago. They're headed to get a beer. And he hears music coming out of a mission. It was called the Pacific Garden Mission. And my father preached there years ago as well. He hears the hymns that his mother sang. And he says to his buddies, go ahead to the saloon. I'm going to sit here on the sidewalk. And he sat there on the sidewalk and he listened to those hymns his mother sang. Jesus, keep me near the cross. Oh, hallelujah. And tears ran down that young 20-some-year-old baseball player whose name was in every major newspaper in America for his skills on the base path. And he began to think, I need the God of my mother. His father left them, was killed. He was alcoholic. Billy Sunday was raised by his grandmother. Later, his mother had a nervous breakdown. And when he was a young man, he went to work for a local baseball team, Marshalltown, Iowa. But in his heart, the thing that moved him was his mother's hymns that she sang. See, keep a song. In the days ahead, keep singing. In the days ahead, sing for your children a song about Jesus. Sing for your neighbors a song about the Lord. Sing for your friends a song about the Lord. Sing it. And a little woman came out. I forget her name. She was one of the first African-American preachers in Chicago. And her little church ran 2,000 people. Back when people said a woman can't preach, she fooled them and preached anyhow. They called her a matron. And she went out and said, come on into the mission. Come on in, Billy. He was known. He was in the paper, front page. He goes in, and week after week, that dear woman kept working on him. Yes, you're famous. Yes, you make a lot of money playing baseball. But do you know Jesus? And Billy Sunday said, I got down on my knees on that side street in Chicago and made up my mind, I will serve Jesus Christ. And within just a short time, he began to preach in what was called the kerosene circuit. In the early days in America, not every city had electricity. They ran on kerosene. He said, I went to all the little towns. He called it the kerosene circuit, where they had to light the churches with kerosene. Then he got a tent. Crowds started coming. Then he started building wooden tabernacles. But he kept preaching. And in his ministry, by actual card, 100 million people came to hear him face to face. Before television, before radio, before any of those means. And he preached, get on God's wagon. Get on God's wagon. Teddy Roosevelt, president, said, come talk to me about Jesus. Billy Sunday went. Then the next president, Herbert Hoover, talk to me about Jesus. Woodrow Wilson, talk to me about Jesus. Here he is. He hasn't even graduated from high school. A ball player. But he had a fire in him to replenish and multiply the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. Presidents needed him for counsel. And they said that 70% of the people that came to hear him preach were men. And they said in his 20-year ministry, he became a force for evangelism. And the prohibition was a result of his preaching. Are you listening to me? Now here's the sad part. His son committed suicide. His other son died an alcoholic. Problems in his own family. Billy Sunday said at the end of his life, God used me to influence this generation, but I forgot my children. I forgot my children. I don't know what kind of a preacher I'll ever become, but God helped me to remember my children and my grandchildren, because I have no influence. I have no success unless I bring my family into the ark. How many have unsaved family? Let me see your hand. People that you love, they're not living for the Lord. And I just felt in the anointing to pray for salvation. How many of you are here tonight? You say, there's not one sin between me and a holy God. I know if Jesus were to come, I'm ready right now to meet him. Lift your hand to heaven. The Bible says these things are written that you may know you have life eternal. You can live a life free from sin. The Bible says that you can. Now, just a moment. Some didn't lift their hands. Every head bowed. Father, I claim every soul within the sound of my voice right now. We want to multiply the kingdom of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Satan, I command you to loose the people. How many of you are here tonight? You may not have lifted a hand, but you say, preacher, when you pray, I want to make sure I come into God's kingdom. Lift your hand right where you're sitting right now. Say, that's me. I want to. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Yes, yes. Who else? Lift your hand. You say, I want to make sure I come into God's kingdom. Everybody's standing all across the auditorium. Hallelujah. You that just lifted your hand, quick, move to the nearest aisle. Come down here and allow me to pray for you. Do it right now. Just come. You know you need prayer. You know you need to make things right with the Lord. You don't want to miss it in your generation. Come on, come on. This is the hour. Sing something, son. Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Oh, I come. Who else you'll join with these wonderful people? I feel you here. There's still some people. You need to get things right. You can't live in sin and expect to go to heaven. I said you can't live in sin and expect to go to heaven. Some of you are shacking up. You're not married. You think you're going to heaven. You're going to bust hell wide open. Some of you are bound by unclean spirits. Sin has got to let you go. And I say this, get rid of sin before sin gets rid of you. Did you hear me? Get rid of sin before it gets rid of you. I'm waiting one more moment. Anyone else you want to pray this prayer? Get up out of your seat. Come down here now. Hallelujah. Come now. Come now. Come now. Oh, Lord, thank you for souls. Thank you for souls. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Key of C. Oh, it is Jesus. Come on, sing it, Teddy. Well, oh, it is Jesus. Lift your hand all across the auditorium. Wonderful Jesus. Yes, it is Jesus in my soul. For I have touched the hem of his garment, and his blood, and his blood has made me whole. Now everybody at the altar, look this way. I'm going to lead you in a prayer. Turn this mic back up, please, sound man. I'm going to lead you in a prayer. When I do, I want you to pray it with me. And because you have made that step, you've already said, Lord, I'm taking the first step. God said, I'll help you take every step. Are you ready to pray? Everybody, join us and pray it out loud. Say, dear Jesus, tonight I've made up my mind. I will be free. Sin's power will not keep my life in bondage anymore. I've made up my mind. I will live for Jesus Christ the rest of my life. I confess with my mouth, Father, I believe you raised Jesus from the dead for me. And upon the confession of my mouth, out of my believing heart, sin's power is now broken in my life. I boldly declare Jesus, you are my Lord forever. Hey, everybody, lift your hands and rejoice with them. Come on, thank the Lord. Come on, thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Sing something, Teddy.
And I've been delivered.
I've been delivered. Well, the hold the devil had on me, he ain't got no more. I've been delivered.
Been delivered. Delivered by the hand of the Lord.
I've been delivered. Come on, clap your hands. Play it, son. He ain't got no more. I've been delivered. I've been delivered. I've been delivered by the hand of the Lord. One more time. I've been delivered.
Oh, the devil wants out on me.
He ain't got no more.
Delivered.
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 Delivered by the hand of the Lord. Come on, clap your hands for the people. Amen.